Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we learn more about the coming AI invasion from Billy Crone, and Marvin McIlvaney has a special Bible in the News report that you will not want to miss. On our last program, Billy Crone began explaining new technology that is on the rise and how it could be used to help further the Antichrist and his plan during the end times. So let's get right into the discussion, and let's join James Collins and Billy Crone as they continue their discussion on the coming AI invasion.
It's being hailed as the new electricity, and it's a technology that's about to permeate the entire planet, just like the invention of electricity in the days of old. Yet very few people have ever heard about it. I'm talking about the rise of AI or artificial intelligence and its global invasion. On the program with me again today is Pastor Billy Crone, the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the founder of Get a Life Ministries. He's here with me again to talk about his latest book and DVD set in his series, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, called The AI Invasion. Welcome, Pastor Billy. Thanks once again for being with me today.
Hey, thank you, Pastor James. Again, it's always great to be on.
A few years ago, you put out a documentary titled Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming, the title of which is a reference to the Terminator films. Now, in those movies, in the future, a government computer system gains consciousness and actually takes control of everything, takes control of the planet. And while you were working on that documentary, you began studying artificial intelligence, and that's what led to this book and DVD. Tell me how you came to write The AI Invasion and to put this DVD together.
What whetted my appetite was that previous documentary, Attack of the Drones, Skynet is Coming. In there, of course, we were more focused on this premise that is the Terminator movies really becoming our reality with all the drones in the sky and the air and the water and all over the place we're getting conditioned to, but is it really being controlled on a global basis? And, of course, that took me down, well, what's going to control it? And, of course, that's AI. And we went down a little bit on that study, but it left me with wanting more. It's like, okay, we covered it a little bit, but I know there's so much more to this. And so fast forward about 3 years after that, and in the background, I'm scrambling and doing research and prep for everything I can get my hands on across the planet on AI to begin this study, the AI invasion. And sure enough, my gut reaction, must have been the Lord, was right. AI and what it is going to be doing to the planet is jaw-dropping. I don't think anybody has any clue. They might think, well, yeah, it might run a computer. No, it is so bigger and beyond that. And you mentioned the Skynet scenario. That's not coming, folks. It's already here. It is basically already being used by our military, but every major military across the planet to control every piece of military equipment. And then the decision-making capabilities is already being handed over to AI. And ours here in the United States, they don't call it Skynet because that obviously would freak people out, but it's actually called Project Maven, M-A-V-E-N, if you want to check it out. But now AI is controlling the military equipment around the world, including the decisions, when to go to war, when to launch, what to do on the battlefield. And then you put all this in not just the United States, but every major military on the planet, China, Russia, Israel, Europe, you name it, India. And so fast forward to the seven-year tribulation, can you imagine if somebody tapped into that system and he got to use basically all the military equipment on the planet at his disposal, at the push of a button, thanks to AI, the system's already been put in place for him. He just hijacks it. Hey, folks, that's not only a reality. I believe that's part of what is going to cause what we see in the first half of the seven-year tribulation. After the rise of the Antichrist, Revelation 6:1, the opening of the first seal, the white horse rider, the false peace utopia that the Antichrist rides in on, right after that, there's a global war. That's the second seal, the red horse rider. And then shortly after that, we're given the total number of people that were annihilated in that war, and it says one-fourth of the planet. Now, think about that. With today's population, folks, that's not millions. That's about 2 billion people. And how are you going to annihilate, in a very quick amount of time, nearly 2 billion people, and dare I say, without using nuclear warfare? And the reason why I say that, because if you use nuclear warfare to annihilate 2 billion people, one-fourth of the planet, you would be in what's called a nuclear winter. Society would come to a screeching halt. But that's not what we see in the seven-year tribulation. The Antichrist is just, unfortunately, getting started. and he's still going to implement this mark of the beast system. They're still going to be buying and selling the global religious harlot, the false prophet, still deceiving the nations and the inhabitants of the earth and all these events. And so, again, how could he very quickly, in the first half, annihilate nearly 2 billion people? Well, you understand what's going on with the military. AI is controlling it. He could hunt people down with equipment. It's all unmanned vehicles, unmanned jets, unmanned jeeps, unmanned helicopters, unmanned supply vehicles, tanks, ships, you name it, folks. In the air, on the ground, the water, underneath the water, submarines. You don't need people anymore. They're letting AI run these unmanned systems. They're also making unmanned militarized insects and animals to mimic nature and things of that nature. They're called MABs. And then also, again, they're letting AI dictate the decisions. But you imagine some guy tapping into that whole system. You could take people down so fast, you could even shake a stick at it. And I believe, again, that's another watershed moment. Why is AI so important? Why is it such a huge Bible prophecy, prophetic sign, just like when Israel became a nation? Because, again, there's so many events in the seven-year tribulation that, think about it, if you stop and pause and take a deep breath, you're going, okay, I know that's what's going to happen, but how are they going to pull it off? You can't have enough people to do that in that amount of time frame. But guess what? You don't need people to do a lot of these things anymore. You solve the problem with AI. AI can run these global back-end systems, including the military.
In this book, you say that the future of business, finances, shopping, and entertainment will all be affected by this rise of AI. It seems that we're heading to that point where we could see that mark of the beast system put into place very, very easily that the Book of Revelation speaks of.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's where it's headed. We know the game plan, right? Now, we're just filling in the blanks of how it's going to get there. And the point for you and I in this study is, I'm not afraid of going into the seven-year tribulation, because the seven-year tribulation is 7 years of God's wrath being poured out on this planet. And the scripture is very clear. As the church, as a born-again Christian, we are not appointed unto, we are rescued from and saved from God's wrath. Romans 5, 1 Thessalonians 1, and 1 Thessalonians 5. So I'm not afraid of going there. Well, then why do I need to know this? Well, this is all signs that it's getting close, because I'm convinced that AI is what is needed to pull off these events. And if we leave at the rapture prior to all this, then time's running out for us. It's not a time to be fearful. It's a time to be faithful. It's a time to get rid of procrastination. Jesus is going to find you doing something when he returns, Christian. What's that going to be? What's the track record right now of your life and your walk with Jesus? Are you goofing off? Are you sinning? Are you worldly? Right? Knowing that the rapture is imminent, and it is, it doesn't cause laziness, as some people say. It's the exact opposite. It gets you motivated. This could be the last day I could witness to my loved ones, my family, my coworkers, my neighbors. This is, hey, Jesus, come back today, and how's my walk with him? I got to get back on track. I want to finish strong. I want to be a faithful bride and things of that nature. But we need to know this because, again, this is all signs that it's getting close, including the mark of the beast system, right? Revelation 13. How in the world is this Antichrist and false prophet guy going to control all the buying and selling on the planet? Well, he's going to have to somehow trick all the economies into going global. Well, guess what? That's already been done. Well, then, how's he going to micromanage it? Because it says all the buying and selling. Well, he's going to have to basically be able to track every transaction, every product, and every person, and tie it together in some sort of a back-end matrix system that's controlling the whole thing. Well, your first problem is, you can't hire enough people to run that kind of a global system. Are you kidding me? Right? Well, guess what? You don't need humans anymore. You got something superhuman. AI is running it now. AI has the capability to run these global back-end systems, including every single transaction and monitoring in real time, tying it to every single person and every single product. And you think, well, how are they going to tie people into this? Well, it's back to the microchip. It's the same thing that they've been pushing for years, that if we can get every product microchipped, then we could track it in the supply chain in real time. Of course, one of the big developers of AI and one of the big developers of this buying and selling and using advanced AI technology, of course, is Amazon. Amazon knows exactly where everything's at any given time. In fact, a lot of it's being automated. They don't even need people to fill orders anymore. It's all automated with robots. But basically, AI can run the whole system. You go, well, what about the people? Well, that's what you're seeing, is people are being conditioned to receive this mark of the beast system. You say, oh, I'll never do that. Well, maybe you won't, right? But guess what? There's a whole new generation coming up that loves this kind of stuff. In fact, let's go back to Amazon. It's a step-by-step process. It's the old axiom. How do you cook a frog? Well, you don't throw it in boiling water right away, because then it's going to jump right out. So what do? Well, you start off in cold water and slowly over time heat it up, and it gets warmer and warmer, and it just stays there and doesn't realize it's being cooked. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to warming people up for the mark of the beast and controlling the buying and selling. We're already used to going to a global entity called Amazon to buy just about anything we could ever think of, right? We love it because it's convenient. There's options. It's quick. It's fast, right? And again, they're one of the biggest promoters of AI, and they use it to run their system. But Amazon's already taken the next step. Amazon, not coming, it's already here. They are launching what's called Amazon Go. It's not just buying online. They're going back to the brick-and-mortar stores because it's all purchasing and all your options. Amazon Go stores right now, folks, there is no human to check you out. You don't need humans. AI is monitoring it. Every single product is chipped, and so they're watching you, and how you pay for it is a cashless system. You don't need money anymore. You don't need to wait in the checkout line. It's all being sold as convenience, right? And they demonstrate you can walk in the store, and you literally just grab a cart or a basket or whatever you want, and you just start grabbing items, and then you literally walk out the store. Well, how does that? Because it's already scanning everything. AI is running the whole system. And it automatically deducts from your phone with your Apple Pay and your Amazon Pay with your phone and stuff of that nature. And you're thinking, well, wow, you carry your phone where? In your hand, right? Now, I kid you not, this just came out just a couple weeks ago. Now, they're ditching the phone altogether. People, you got to do your own research. It's a step-by-step process. Now, you can go into these same Amazon stores and pay with a wave of your hand. Folks, that's only one step away from getting some sort of mark in the right hand or the forehead, just like the Bible says is coming, right? All that system is being put into play on a global basis just in time for the seven-year tribulation. As a born-again Christian, we're not going to be there, but we're going like, wow, we can see how every nook and cranny is coming to pass. And so, one, we got to get busy sharing the gospel. Two, we got to make sure that our lives are something worthy of Christ showing up and seeing, and we're not goofing off and sinning. But again, this is a perfect segue for you and I to witness to the lost. Because they're living this reality with you and I, but we have the knowledge that you can only find in the scripture. We know where it's headed. And so we could use this knowledge going, yeah, isn't that cool? That's kind of convenient. But guess what? Let me tell you how this is going to lead to something called the mark of the beast system in this time frame called the seven-year tribulation that Jesus says is the worst time in mankind's history. And then more importantly, let me show you how to get out of it. His name is Jesus. That's what we need to know this information for.
And all of this AI was prophesied by the prophet Daniel over 2,600 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Daniel 12, 1 through 4, talks about different signs. How do you know that you're in the last days? And he talks about, of course, that Archangel Michael is going to sovereignly protect the Jewish people, which is what we read, Revelation chapter 12. He's going to watch over one-third, two-thirds, unfortunately, the Jewish people are going to be annihilated by the Antichrist in the seven-year tribulation. Which unfortunately means we're headed for a second Holocaust. The planet is, as crazy and sad as that is. But again, in order for that to be fulfilled, then the Jewish people got to be back on the planet again. There's got to be anti-Semitism again. Well, guess what? That's all here, unfortunately. But then he goes on and gives you two other signs there. How do you know you're in the end of times, he says. People will be traveling to and fro, and the context there is global. So can we travel to and fro like never before?
Absolutely, yes.
Dare I say, even on an exponential scale like never before in the history of mankind? Absolutely. We can go anywhere we want, anywhere on the planet, at any time. And that's never been here before. But then he says what? And there will be an increase, literally a multiplication of knowledge. And again, that's what's happened today. And that multiplication of knowledge is turning into what's called artificial intelligence, where this massive rise of intelligence is creating its own intelligence. And again, their term, not mind, is, Daniel calls it end of time. The secularist calls it singularity, where this increase of knowledge is going to improve on its version of its knowledge and supersede man. Then it's going to increase on that version and so on and so forth. And it's going to create a super intelligence that literally, their words, not mine, is going to take over the planet and destroy humanity. They call it singularity. God calls it the end of time. It's the same thing. And folks, it's not coming. It's already here, just in time for the seven-year tribulation.
Well, we've been talking today with Pastor Billy Crone about his book, the latest in his book and DVD series, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, called The AI Invasion. Let me just say how much I appreciate Pastor Billy Crone. Since 2003, his Get a Life Ministries has been actively sharing the gospel through the very media that the enemy uses against us. And I know that Pastor Billy Crone has a heart to see people come to Christ. So, Pastor Billy, it's a blessing to me that each of your books and your videos end with an invitation. Would you please just take a moment and tell our listeners how they can receive Jesus Christ?
Well, the Bible is very clear. God is holy, which means without sin, we are not. The Bible says the wages of our sin is death. We deserve to die and go to hell and be separated from God. That's what we've earned, myself included. But the good news is God's not only holy, God is a God of love. And the Bible's very clear that God sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to this world to save us. He died on the cross. He basically took the death penalty in our place. He took our punishment. And since he did all the work for us, and it's a gift from God, not something we can earn, we need to receive it. And we need to receive it by faith. And the Bible says when you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to forgive you your sins. The Bible says you confess him as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. God is willing to forgive you of everything you've ever done, no matter what, no matter how big it is. It's not too big. That's the amazing work that Jesus was accomplishing on the cross. And if you would trust Jesus with your eternal destiny and his work on the cross, the Bible says you will be saved. And you will not only be saved and rescued from this horrible time frame that Jesus said is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind, i.e. the seven-year tribulation, but he will give you the polar opposite. He will come live with you right now. And he will lead and guide you until the day he takes you to a place beyond your wildest dreams called heaven. Then we get to come back to the planet in a renovated earth called the Millennial Kingdom. And then we get to be a part of the new heavens and the new earth. It's absolutely awesome. It sounds wild, but it's absolutely true. All you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for you and receive it in your heart. And please do it today because, again, tomorrow may be too late. If God is tugging at your heart, be obedient and be blessed. If you hear his voice, as the scripture says, today's the day of salvation. Please respond.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Billy. Friends, the Bible says that when you start to see the signs of the end of the age that Pastor Billy has been talking about, that Jesus will be coming soon. Luke 21:28 reads, "And when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh."
We have available today Billy Crone's explosive new series, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, the AI Invasion. This two-volume book set with DVDs is a must to fully understand how artificial intelligence is the very tool the Antichrist needs to pull off his wicked deeds. It's time we get equipped with the truth and warn as many as we can to flee from the global nightmare that's coming soon by receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior today. One set of AI Invasion books can be yours for a gift of $40 or more. The set of AI Invasion DVDs can also be yours for a gift of $45 or more. Or you can combine both the books and the DVDs for a gift of $80 or more to the ministry. Get your set of the AI Invasion by calling toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, or log on to swrc.com and order your books and DVD set today. The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, the AI Invasion books and DVDs are available while supplies last. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, or you can order them online at swrc.com. Today is the National Day of Prayer, a time where we come together and pray for our nation. Marvin McIlvaney talks about this special day on today's installment of Bible in the News.
When someone tells you you don't have a prayer, that means they think even God can't help you. For the past 88 years, we've been saying that prayer changes things. Most people don't even start to pray until they've exhausted every human option. And then all they have left is prayer, when actually they should have started with prayer. It would have saved them a whole lot of grief. Let's admit it, we live in a nation that does not respect life, all life, from the tiny baby in a mother's tummy to the Alzheimer's patient in room 31, who can't remember his name, his family, or how to eat. We are surrounded by people who cannot be inconvenienced or made uncomfortable to keep the heartbeat of others beating. Whether it's an unborn child, the homeless or hungry, orphans and widows, and others who are vulnerable and need compassion and thoughtfulness, everyone needs to know that they were created by God and that he loved them so much he put his image in them and authored their value and purpose that no person can take away from them. Today is the National Day of Prayer. The 2021 National Day of Prayer theme is 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Originally signed into law in 1952, the National Day of Prayer is a day when people of all faiths are asked to pray for our nation. Title 36, Section 119 of United States Law states, "The President shall issue each year a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as a National Day of Prayer, on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches, in groups, and as individuals." This means the National Day of Prayer isn't just a fun holiday. The President is legally required to sign a proclamation encouraging Americans to pray each year. Although the National Day of Prayer was officially signed into law in 1952 by President Harry S. Truman, the practice of praying over our country was really nothing new. Ever since our nation's founding, our nation's leaders have always called for days of prayer, thanksgiving, and fasting. In fact, according to Wikipedia, the National Day of Prayer began very much like Thanksgiving. Quote, "In the New England colonies, under British rule, traditional observances in late fall call for prayer and thanksgiving, while observances in the spring or summer call for prayer and fasting. The fall observance was established by President Abraham Lincoln as the official Thanksgiving holiday in 1863. The spring observance was established by President Harry S. Truman in 1952 as the National Day of Prayer." Close quotes. In the early 1950s, an evangelical movement called for Congress and the President to proclaim a National Day of Prayer. The movement grew, and a young leader, Evangelist Billy Graham, led services for approximately 20,000 people on the steps of the Capitol on February 3, 1952. Later that year, Congress proclaimed a joint resolution for a National Day of Prayer. President Harry S. Truman proclaimed a National Day of Prayer to be observed on July 4, 1952. Each year, since that date, Americans have observed the day in their own way. The observance moved to the first Thursday in May by President Ronald Reagan and has been proclaimed each year since. Here is the official prayer by Kathy Branzel, President of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. Lord, we look up and see billions of stars you created, and we praise you. We look around and see billions of people you created in your image, uniquely, fearfully, wonderfully, and we thank you. Wrap us in your Spirit and unite us in your family, Lord. Thank you for loving us first. In your love for the whole world, you sent your Son to save us. Jesus, in you alone we have abundant and everlasting life. Thank you for teaching and leading us to love and live, fruitful and faithful. In your life, death, resurrection, and ascension, you are our Lord, our love, our life, and our liberty. You came to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. You have freed us from the penalty and shame of our sin, free to live life as you designed, and your destiny for our nation. Spirit, search us, convict us as we repent for our sin and the sins of America. Please cleanse, fill, and send us. We rejoice knowing that your forgiveness makes us acceptable and effective vessels for your love, life, and liberty in our family, church, education, workplace, military, government, art, entertainment, and media. We pray that America will be united in love to serve you with all of our hearts, all our ways, and all of our days. Unite us to pray, love, to live, and walk by the Spirit. Conform and transform us as we pray and proclaim. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We have been blessed to share a special feature the last few days on the program from our friends at Larry Stamm Ministries, Messianic Minute. It's a unique 60 seconds of ministry through a Jewish lens. Take a listen.
Shalom, friends. Larry Stamm here with the Messianic Minute, Biblical Connections Through a Jewish Lens. In Matthew 4, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Then Jesus responded in Matthew 4:4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Here, Jesus was quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, looking back to a time when God allowed the Israelites to hunger so that he could feed them with manna, teaching them to trust in him and his provision. As God's children, may we trust in the Lord not only for physical nourishment, but for spiritual nourishment through the Word of God. Hungry? Feed on his Word and be filled. For more connections, visit our website at larrystamm.org or see our Larry Stamm Ministries Facebook page.
Conferences are back. Check out the full schedule of in-person and online conferences at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Registration is now open on all of the conferences. One-day prophecy briefing is coming to Denver on Saturday, July 3rd with Dr. Larry Spargimino, James Collins, and Greg Patton. Sign up today at swrc.com or call 1-800-652-1144. Audio copies of our programs are also available, as well as our latest edition of our monthly publication, The Prophetic Observer. In The Prophetic Observer, you will find outstanding articles on biblical prophecy, current events, and how they relate to Scripture. Get the latest copy of The Prophetic Observer right now by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Billy Crone's new book and DVD series is now available, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, The AI Invasion. One set of AI Invasion books can be yours for a gift of $40 or more, and the set of AI Invasion DVDs can also be yours for a gift of $45 or more. Or you can combine both the books and the DVDs for a gift of only $80 or more. Get your set of the AI Invasion by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or log on to swrc.com and order your books and DVD sets today. The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, The AI Invasion, books and DVDs are available right now. Many, many folks have been calling in and going online and ordering these DVDs and books, and we don't want you to miss out. So call right now, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can go online, swrc.com. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and on tomorrow's program, we're going to discuss the impact of godly mothers. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.